The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Forrest Ray, Ph.D. Scholar Rock wins U.S. patent for apitegromab. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has granted Scholar Rock a patent for apitegromab, with add-on and combination therapies for treating muscle conditions such as spinal muscular atrophy. Tony Kingsley, President and CEO of Scholar Rock, said in a press release, quote, "We are delighted to have been granted this unique patent that further protects our myostatin approach to improving motor function for patients with SMA, and we look forward to the top-line readout from the apitegromab TOPAZ Phase 2 trial next quarter, which will provide additional insights on its potential to help patients with type 2 and type 3 SMA. The patent broadly covers the use of myostatin inhibitors and combination therapies related to apitegromab, add-on therapies, and combination therapy with a myostatin inhibitor and a neuronal corrector therapy, such as one boosting survival motor neuron protein levels for the treatment of SMA types 1, 2, and 3. Apitegromab, previously known as SRK-015, is an antibody that inhibits myostatin, a protein produced by skeletal muscle cells to limit muscle growth. This strategy might increase muscle mass in people with SMA, whose muscles grow progressively weaker from the loss of nerve signaling. Apitegromab targets an inactive form of myostatin, preventing its conversion to the protein's active form. The company expects this strategy to result in fewer side effects than conventional myostatin inhibitors. Scholar Rock is testing apitegromab's safety and efficacy in the ongoing Phase 2 proof-of-concept TOPAZ trial. Interim data from that study showed motor function improved among children and adults with SMA types 2 and 3 over 6 months of treatment, with 35% of all patients achieving a clinically significant improvement in Hammersmith scores. Patients receiving a higher dose of apitegromab experienced greater score increases than those taking a lower dose. Apitegromab appears safe and well-tolerated, with no severe or life-threatening side effects having been reported. TOPAZ is due to end in 2023, and further efficacy and safety results are expected in June. Scholar Rock has received similar patents from authorities in Japan and Europe.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. Chewie, we're home. Just as Han Solo uttered these words when he stepped aboard the Millennium Falcon in The Force Awakens, I felt a similar tinge of nostalgia and excitement upon returning to my favorite movie theater after an entire year. When I saw Pixar's Onward at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in March 2020, I had no idea it would be my last venture to the big screen for quite some time. Prior to the pandemic, I'd go to movie theaters at least once a week. The Alamo has been my go-to spot in Raleigh, North Carolina since it opened in 2018, but I would frequently visit other multiplexes and indie theaters in my area. Often I'd go with friends and family, but I also enjoyed seeing movies by myself on weeknights after work. Despite the convenience of streaming movies at home or plowing through my collection of DVDs and Blu-rays, nothing compares to the sensation and pure joy of seeing a film in a theater. Amid the many things that I went without and missed dearly during the COVID-19 isolation, movie theaters were at the top of my list. Yeah, I missed seeing friends and family too, but I was really itching to see Godzilla and King Kong beat each other up on the big screen. Once I received confirmation of an appointment for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, I knew I was one step closer to returning to my second home. I didn't want to be hasty and make any plans until I was fully vaccinated, but I began to feel hopeful again after a year of chaos and uncertainty. As my mom and I waited in the drive-thru line for my first shot, I already felt a sense of relief. Wearing two Star Wars masks and a Mandalorian t-shirt, it was like the Force was flowing through me when the needle went into my arm. When I posted a picture on Instagram, of course I had to use the nerdy caption, "This is the way." Not long after my second dose, every Alamo Theater in the United States was showing all three films of the Lord of the Rings trilogy in honor of its 20th anniversary. Coupled with cast interviews hosted by Tolkien expert Stephen Colbert, the event had my name written all over it. I was fortunate to have zero side effects from either dose. I also didn't feel any pain when the shots were administered. I'm aware that people have had varying reactions to the different vaccines, but I was quite relieved to get away easy this time. With this scientific breakthrough flowing through my veins, I was ready to start venturing into the world once again. Please note that I'm still taking precautions anytime I go out, and am only going to places that adhere to guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. When I went to the theater, I went to a Sunday night showing with a small audience, and the friends I was with were all vaccinated. I also kept my mask on, except for when I sip my drink or eat popcorn. It may sound absurd to some when I compare theaters to places of wonder and magic, akin to something spiritual. Yet for me, movies will always remain a key part of my identity. Whether I'm happy, sad, or just having an SMA kind of day, the cinema is a place of refuge for me from everything else. As I sat in the dimly lit theater to watch a movie I had seen more times than I can count, I was right at home. Now that we're nearing the light at the end of the tunnel of this pandemic, I hope that we can remain steadfast and beat this virus together. One day, we can all gather again in theaters to see the latest Pixar film or Marvel blockbuster, sharing the experience in a communal atmosphere. Onward! I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.